Art, or more specifically, an art museum, is the subject of a new Russian movie. It's called Russian Ark, that's A-R-K. It's a fictional work that uses an unusual technique to tell its story. But Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says that unlike so many movies that get lost in special effects, this one works.
Russian Ark is an astonishing technological feat. The entire film was shot in one unbroken take. This is not completely unprecedented, but director Alexander Sokurov has managed to pull off the trick and still tell a story of beauty and soul. Russian Ark's 87-minute shot is a single, uninterrupted walk through St. Petersburg's Hermitage Museum. The film took 4 years to finance and organize. Part of that effort went into restoring 33 museum rooms that had apparently become shabby under Soviet rule. 2,000 beautifully costumed actors and extras rehearsed for 7 months. After 3 brief false starts, a single high-definition video camera with a specially constructed hard drive went to work. And Russian Ark was shot all the way through, one time only. The film begins with a dark screen. A voice says, "I open my eyes and I see nothing." I only remember there was some accident. I can't remember what happened to me. We never see the narrator. He inexplicably hooks up with a 19th century French marquis. As they wander through the Hermitage's endless series of rooms, they magically take a trip through Russian history from the 1700s to the present, all the while exchanging remarks about the place of Russia and its culture in Europe. Weren't these decorations inspired by sketches of Raphael? Raphael, yes. Better than the Vatican. This is St. Petersburg. So they're copies. Your authorities don't trust your own artists. Russians are so talented at copying. Why? Because you don't have ideas of your own. Your authorities don't want you to have them. In fact, they are as lazy as all the rest of you. Lazy. Ha. While the remarks are not always fascinating, the visuals are. Director Sokurov has a great sense of beauty, and cameraman Tilman Butner manages to capture it. Butner filmed all the running in Run Lola Run. Here, his camera work is never showy for its own sake, and it's never hurried. It moves sinuously, managing to turn a highly organized effort into something that feels natural and spontaneous. All of this comes together in the film's staggering final scene, a nearly 10-minute recreation of a 1913 ball, the last dance the great palace was to hold. The unbroken way this sequence was shot has the ability to take us back in time, to allow us to actually live in the past. Just as the Hermitage is finally viewed as a floating ark preserving Russia's history and culture, so the film itself comes across as a river of dreams, seamless and free-flowing.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.